Deep in their secret underground headquarters, the IMAO podcasters receive an important phone call.
Oogie Googie Monkey Face, will you get the phone for me?
I don't think so.
But Space Monkey and I are working on a new invention.
I'm busy blogging. Ducky, will you get the phone?
Okay, but what if it's one of those people that sound like they're a friend of yours, but then they turn out to be a bill collector?
If she says her name is Jennifer, but has an accent like that girl from Bend It Like Beckham, you'll know it's a bill collector. They're all outsourced to India.
Sounds like you have experience with this, Harvey. You should answer the phone.
Look, I don't do phone conversations. You answer it.
You're
you
closer.
Answer. No, I told you.
I answered
that
the phone.
Ducky, pick
time.
Up that phone.
Hi, this is President Bush. If y'all are there, please pick up.
Huh, it's Debbie. I got it.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. President. Yeah, this is Lawrence Simon. Yeah, I'm from Texas. Texas, just like on your dad's income tax forms. What? You have a mission for IMAO? Hold on, let me put you on speaker so everyone can hear. Hold on.
I hate the speakerphone. Can y'all hear me okay? See, the deal is, I need to talk to the IMAO about a matter of national security.
Mr. President, this is Space Monkey, and I bet I know why you're calling. See, we were just in Iraq last week, and I'll bet a brother, one of the terrorists that tried to kidnap me, is mad. The right-wing duck killed his brother, and is now in America seeking revenge.
Space Monkey, you crazy kids and your imaginations. No, see, the reason I called is because the mainstream media is still all over Karl Rove on this spy leak thing, and, well, he can't think straight right now. I'll give you an example. Karl actually told me in a cabinet meeting the other day when Scotty died. Karl said that he'll be glad when the rest of the original Star Trek cast was dead because he thinks Star Trek Voyager was a superior series.
What?
Voyager
he
sucked.
He liked Voyager
just
best.
All right, everybody, calm down. Well, good. I'm glad you all understand the gravity of this situation.
Oh, I know about gravity. See, the Earth's core is magnetic and...
Not now, woman.
The bottom line is that Karl needs some of the heat taken off of him. I thought picking John Roberts for the Supreme Court was going to do that. But now I'm bringing out the big guns by adding IMAO to my strategery. See, the new plan is for each of you to spy on the lefty websites on the internets and write about them in your blog. Just before the Senate confirmation hearings, the mainstream media will receive an anonymous tip that John Roberts met with IMAO just before the 2004 election at a special private screening of Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, I get it. You feed your Supreme Court pick to the wolves in the press to get the heat off of Karl Rove.
That's right, Harvey. And then I'll be free to announce a new Supreme Court justice pick. That's a minority.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And would that minority pick happen to be a certain Mexican-American attorney general?
Oh, no, even better, Ducky. I found a tough judge in Utah that's a visually impaired, left-handed Filipino woman. And the Mormons out there call her a blind justice. The best part is Filipinos look like Asians, but they all have Latino-sounding last names. So pretty much, that's a twofer.
Michelle Malkin is going to be so offended.
Stop talking about Michelle Malkin!
It's kind of obvious to me that tensions are mounting, but I don't want anybody going off half-cocked and ruin this strategery. Tell y'all what. Think about why you'd be good spies for me, and send me your reasons in a podcast. I'll listen to each of them on my iPod while I'm jogging. All right, send those to me ASAP. Gotta go. Bye-bye.
IMAO is on it, Mr. President.
IMAO.
Edgy, uncompromising comedy from IMAOpodcast.com with Frank J.
I just peed my pants. I can't hold the excitement.
Sarah K.
It's called personality.
Harvey.
So I'm a bearded weirdo, is that what you're trying to say?
Space Monkey.
We just can't make a funny movie mode without Rob Schneider.
Right Wing Duck.
Do any of these make sense?
Cadet Happy.
Sexy but dignified.
And Lawrence Simon.
You know that everybody listening is going to blame me for this thing sucking.
The IMAO podcast theme music by Seattle-based artist Alaco. Alaco Music, www.aalaco.com.
This is World of Knowledge with your host, Frank J. Do you know what was history's first spying operation? It was the devil's temptation of Adam and Eve. Now, thanks to recently declassified tapes from hell, we can hear the exact details of how this sting operation went down.
Fallen Angel, this is Lightbearer. I am in place and waiting.
I read you, Lightbearer. All indications are that Big Daddy is distracted with other creation activities. Currently, the male and female subject are together. Wait! The female's on the move and heading towards your position.
I have visual on the female. What is the status of the male?
He's currently distracted, chasing a squirrel. You are clear to begin transformation and temptation.
Understood. Commencing Operation Slither.
La 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 la. I wonder what I should eat.
You should partake of the fruit from this tree. The reason God has forbid it is because, once you take one bite, you shall have all knowledge of the world and be a god yourself.
Like, why would I want all that knowledge and stuff? Sounds complicated.
Well, did anyone mention to you that you've been putting on a few pounds?
What? Really?
I'm just saying it to be a friend. Anyway, the forbidden fruit is low in calories and quite slimming.
Give me one!
Here you go.
Lightbringer, this is Fallen Angel. A Big Daddy seems to be nearly done. You need to wrap up this operation.
This one doesn't look right.
Just eat it.
Hey, it's pretty good.
Plus, if Adam eats it, he'll always listen attentively when you blather on endlessly.
Adam, come here! Dinner, now!
Lightbringer, Big Daddy is headed your way. Then get out of there now!
Man, you can really get some cool stuff with the Freedom of Information Act. Anyways, this has been Frank J, and now, you're just a little bit smarter.
So y'all are probably wondering, is Lawrence part of the World Zionist Conspiracy? Is he spying on IMAO for the Jews? You know, that's highly prejudicial of you, and racist, and... Okay, you caught me. I'm a part of the World Zionist Conspiracy. I've been assigned to this podcast to keep tabs on all these freaky weirdos, especially Harvey. Yeah, you. I've got a file on you as long as three packs of bubblegum tape. Oh, sure, he sounds like the normal one, but he's been scoping out locations, sensitive locations around the entire country, and who knows what he's capable of. Want to know who else is a part of the World Zionist Conspiracy? That puppet from the soda commercials. The show them my motto guy. I mean, think about it. What would a puppet do with soda? Now do me a favor and let's keep this between ourselves, okay? Lives are depending on this and failure is not an option. And besides, I'll deny telling you all this. I'll just say Karl Rove told you. Thank you.
Hey Frank, what do you think we should have engraved on our wedding bands? I was thinking something like, I'll love you till the end of time, or... You had me at hello, or something cheesy like that.
Well, duh, what they should have written on them is, if you're reading this, give me my ring back. Idiot. So how do you spell,
Idiot.
Hi, Mr. President. I think I make a great secret agent. At least I used to be a great secret agent. I remember when Karl Rove outed me as a secret undercover secret agent spy. It was at a joint vast right-wing conspiracy Tupperware Christmas party and silent auction. Ah, yes, I remember it like it was yesterday. I was moving through the crowd, meeting and greeting people who were conspiring to, let's just say, sell salad shooters. Hi, I'm Space Monkey, secret agent, CIA. Just like James Bond, except I'm American. Good to meet you. Catch you later. Hi there, Agent 00 Monkey. Here. Who should I see at the party but Karl Rove? Hey, Rovey baby, don't you remember me? I'm Secret Agent Space Monkey.
Who are you now, boy? I have so many diabolical schemes going, it's hard to keep them all straight.
Remember, you tasked me with putting mind-scrambling devices inside Howard Dean's head to make him act nuts.
Oh, yeah. Worked great. Good job.
I didn't have the heart to tell you, but I forgot to turn the dab-blasted things on. Ain't that a hoot?
Ha, 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 that's rich.
Ha, yeah. Hey, that's a nice pen you got there. Let me see that.
What are you doing? I need that.
This looks just like the tranquilizer pen we used in the Secret Spy Service. Whoops.
Rovey, did I get you?
Guess so.
Sorry, Robey. Oh, well. Hey there, did you see that? I just tranked Carl Robe. He had a secret spy trank pin, just like I got at spy school. Because I'm a spy. Later, I heard after he woke up, Robe was looking for, and I quote, CIA secret agent 00 Monkey, a.k.a. Space Monkey, who took my pin. Imagine my surprise at Carl Robe exposing me as a secret agent. I was put on double secret probation after that. I tell you what, Mr. President, Robe's never getting this tranquilizer pin back.
So, Frank, what kind of cake should we have at our wedding?
A birthday cake.
We can't have a birthday cake at our wedding. It's a wedding.
No, I want it to be a birthday cake. I want to say on it, Happy birthday, Frank. Here's your present, a new wife.
You are so stupid.
Welcome to Fun Facts About the 50 States. I'm your host, Harvey, and week by week, I'll be taking you on a tour around this great nation of ours, providing you with interesting, yet completely useless and probably untrue, information about each of the 50 states. This week, we'll be enjoying a trip to sunny Florida, so let's get started. Florida became the 27th state on March 3rd, 1845, an event which most of the state's residents recall fondly from their childhoods. Or would, if it weren't for the Alzheimer's. The state flag of Florida was eaten by an alligator, so I have no idea what it looks like. The knee is Florida's official state arthritic joint. The largest private employer in Florida is Disney World. The second largest is the company that makes "This ride closed for repairs" signs. After the presidential election disaster in 2000, Florida passed a law making it illegal to vote without first removing your souvenir Mickey Mouse gloves. The most common cause of death in Florida is being run over by old women who mistakenly voted for Pat Buchanan. The second most common is getting run over by 57 Chevys that wash up on Miami Beach from Cuba. Although most Floridians don't speak with a strong southern accent, they do tend to pronounce the word hurricane as, oh sh**. Twice yearly, Florida is victimized by uncontrollable destructive forces which lay waste to the state. These times are known as hurricane season and spring break. The state reptile of Florida is the alligator, which subsists on a diet of fish, birds, and Japanese tourists. The state song of Florida is Grandpa, Don't Wear That Speedo to the Beach. Janet Reno was born in Miami, Florida, and only returned to the state because her magic mirror told her that Elian Gonzalez was fairer than she.
I'll be back with more fun facts after this.
Hi, this is Frank J., and I don't think I'd make a very good spy because, you know, I'm just too loud.
What?
I'm too loud.
Huh?
I'm too loud.
Come again?
I'm too loud!
Oh, and you got a bit of an anger problem.
Now, more fun facts about Florida. If you move to Florida, buy a house with a colorful roof so that you can easily find it after it gets blown down the street by a hurricane. When visiting SeaWorld in Orlando, be sure to stop by the restaurant for the Slow Learner Sandwich Special. Native Floridians never wear sunglasses because they have a special inner third eyelid to keep out the sun's harmful rays. The University of Florida's football team is named the Gators in honor of the millions of alligators milked each year to make Gatorade. Neil Smith of Mount Verde, Florida, invented the riding lawnmower in 1933, adding to the list of useful things that Floridians could have blown away during a hurricane. The state tree of Florida is the palm tree, so named because that's the part of your body that will be scraped raw if you try to climb it. While in Florida, never try to climb any sort of nut tree. Passing the test for a driver's license in Florida requires that you be able to make a right turn from the left-hand lane across three lanes of traffic. Or so I assume from what I saw last time I was there. Despite rumors to the contrary, Florida oysters is not a euphemism for boiled alligator testicles. However, eating Florida oysters will cause you to grow a special inner third eyelid. Well, that wraps up the Florida edition of Fun Facts About the 50 States. Next week, we'll be sneaking north across the border into America's peachiest state, Georgia. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go milk me some fresh Gatorade.
Hey, sweetie, at the end of the wedding, can we ceremoniously shoot our guns into the air in case there's ninjas in the rafters?
No, we can't shoot up the chapel. We'd lose our deposit.
But what if there really are ninjas? Do you want me to die a ninja death on the day of our wedding?
Are you insured?
Hi there. I'm your friend, Lawrence Simon, and it's time for another crappy bedtime story.
this week we're going to enjoy Billy Goat's Gruff. Ready? Here we go. Once upon a time, there were three goats. A little goat, a medium goat, and a really big goat. I think he took anabolic steroids or something, like Barry Bonds doesn't, honestly. Anyway, the goats all wanted to go across the river because they had to deliver some nasty weapons of mass destruction to these Syrians who lived over there. The little goat was halfway across the bridge when he heard, "Who dares to cross my bridge?"
"Oh, no," said the little goat. "It's the big mean troll who lives under the bridge."
"I'm a-gonna eat you," yelled the troll.
"If you wait for my bigger brother to cross the bridge, he's a much bigger meal," said the little goat, because, well, he hated his bigger brothers. The steroids probably made them abusive or something. So the troll let him pass, and he let the middle-sized goat pass too when he suggested that the troll wait for the biggest brother. And that biggest brother? Well, the troll let him pass too? Why? Well, the troll was really a deep-cover CIA agent, and he'd been tracking these goats for months because they were smuggling nasty weapons of mass destruction into Syria. So he confirmed the goat's position with a GPS locator, called it in, and a Predator drone fired a Hellfire missile at the three goats, blowing them and the weapons of mass destruction they were carrying to bits. The end. This has been another crappy bedtime story from your friend, Lawrence Simon. Now go to bed!
Hi, this is Harvey. Why would I make a good spy? Because I'm from Wisconsin, and nobody ever suspects the guy from Wisconsin. Unless they're looking for a serial killer.
Reviews are intense with Sarah K. The Half-Blood Prince is my topic today.
The following review may or may not contain spoilers about Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Ha! I'm Sarah Kay, and reviews are fun, except when Mancow totally ruins a book for you!
Calm down, sweetie. I know that must upset you a bit.
Yes. So I was watching Fox News Tuesday morning, and they had Mancow on, and he decided to, with absolutely no warning, completely spoil the end of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince by shouting out who dies. I mean, we all knew someone was going to die because J.K. Rowling has said all the time a major character is going to die. See, I always think it was going to be someone like Neville Longbottom or... Oh, wait, I shouldn't tell you that he doesn't die because that would be spoiling it.
Other than Mancow spoiling the ending for you, what do you think of the book?
Well, by the time I got to chapter 2, I'd already figured out... Oh, I hate Mancow!
Calm down, sweetie. I'm sure there's plenty in the book to enjoy still.
I mean, he's such a man!
Okay, sweetie, just get back to the book. So, I mean, how's this compared to the other ones?
Well, there's some really cool new curses that Harry Potter learns, or jinxes, I should say, because he's not ugly and does bad curses and stuff. Like Mancow!
Just get off of Mancow, sweetie. Now, how's the book? Is it any different since that the actor who played that one guy died? Maybe you should review another time. You seem a little distraught, sweetie.
Maybe so. I'm gonna kill that cow!
He's a man and he's a cow and I wanna punch them both.
Oh, and dies!
Hello and welcome to Ask Ducky, the part of the show where you can ask me, Right Wing Duck, anything you want to know. My first question comes from Iowa Soccer Mom. She asks, "Dear Ducky, why is it that super spy babes are always blonde and ultra sexy? Wouldn't it make more sense for them to look more like, say, me? I could do a great job of being a covert CIA agent." You know what it really takes to be a good agent? The right shampoo. You also might want to look into getting some highlights. Between you and me, I don't think there's anything stopping you from being a wonderful covert agent. So good luck to you, Charlene Johnson of 123 Madison Way in Del Mar, Iowa. I wish you nothing but the best. And in fact, as a show of support, we're going to show your picture on the front page of IMAO all week long. Dr. Fat Tony has a question. What other drinks besides a vodka martini can I have shaken and not stirred? How come Bond carried a sissy 380 Walter PP7 sidearm instead of a manly snub-nosed 5-shot Saturday Night Special? As far as drinks that you should have shaken and not stirred, I recommend a milkshake, maybe something with a strawberry, maybe chocolate, depends on your preference. Oh, personal note, stay away from wheatgrass. It has no place in milkshakes of any kind. Oh yeah, you had a gun question. I'm more of a knife person myself, so let me think this through here. I think the disadvantage to a Saturday Night Special, in my personal opinion, is sometimes some agents work on the weekdays. Couldn't you see it now?
Ho ho ho, you have caught me, but I will defend myself with my...
Oh, wait a minute, this is my weekend gun. Can you hold on for a second? Reader Brad posted a question. He asked, why does the British government name all of their sections with strange number letter combinations? Brad, I wanted to get some real answers for you, so I called the British government. They transferred me to their division called MST3K. Unfortunately, their lead agent, WD-40, had gone out to see some really bad movie or something. The good news is he seems to have a girlfriend, some girl with pretty hair named VO5. Trust me, I'm going to get some answers for you, so don't give up on this. Well, that's it for Ask Ducky. Do you have a question you're itching to ask me? Please email me at AskDucky, D-U-C-K-Y, at imaopodcast.com. Thank you very much.
And now we're at the end of the 9th IMAO podcast. If you enjoyed this, be sure to tell all your friends about it. If you didn't like it, then keep your mouth shut. Oh, and remember,
be on the ball, running.
www.imaopodcast.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Kay, and I think I'd make a great spy because I'm really good at keeping secrets, except my own. Hey, Frank, we've got a really good secret. Can I tell him?
No.
Please?
No.
Why not? It's my secret to tell.
No.
See, I make a really good spy because I didn't tell. Yet.